Chapter 29. Tim put a mug of Ovaltine down in front of Sally. She laughed when she saw what he had brought her. It had always been her comfort drink of choice.
You're like an elephant, you never forget a thing, do you?
He sat down next to her. To be fair, elephants don't really have much to remember. She picked up the mug and felt tears prick her eyes.
I'm sorry, she said.
For what?
For everything. For breaking into your flat. For dumping all my problems on you.
For breaking my fucking heart. She nodded.
I'm sorry. I was joking,
he said, sitting down next to her.
No, you weren't. Not really. And I am sorry.
Tim shrugged. I'm over it now.
Really?
I think so. Used to be that you were the first thing I thought about when I woke up and the last thing before I went to sleep. Now, some days I don't even think about you.
Are you seeing anyone?
She sipped her Ovaltine. He laughed, and there was a harshness to the sound that made her feel sad and guilty in equal amounts.
I haven't been looking. And in the job, I either meet cops, villains, or victims. And everyone is usually stressed. But I'm not looking.
You? I don't want a relationship. Not at the moment. He laughed again.
Yeah, you made that pretty clear.
I'm really sorry, Tim. It was my fault.
It's not you, it's me. Is that what you're saying?
Seriously? She sipped her Ovaltine.
It was always me, Tim. You were the perfect boyfriend. Still are.
But I didn't want what you wanted.
And what was that exactly?
She saw the defensive look in his eyes and she tried to smile to make him feel better.
You wanted a family. You never had one when you were growing up, and you want one now. You want a wife and kids and a house with a garden. Isn't that what everyone wants?
She shook her head.
No, not everyone. I never said we had to have kids. I'd have been happy just getting married. Hell, I was happy enough just living with you.
I wasn't living with you, Tim.
As good as.
We both had our own places. He threw up his hands and leant back.
Drink your Ovaltine, he said.
She drew her legs up underneath her.
You still have Ovaltine. You hate Ovaltine.
He shrugged. No point in throwing away a perfectly good powdered beverage, he said.
I'm glad you didn't.
She took another mouthful of Ovaltine.
What am I going to do, Tim?
He smiled thinly. If it was up to me, we'd go to the station and you'd give a full report. You'd tell them what happened at the house in Wimbledon and the fact that they've been chasing you across London. And you'd tell them what you saw at your flat.
You know, I can't go to the police.
He grinned. Sally, you sort of have done already. I'm here because you're Tim, not because you're Detective Sergeant Tim Reed.
Good to know. You know what I mean. And you know that I can't go to the cops. It'd be the end of my career.
Sally, if these guys catch up with you, it won't just be your career that comes to an end. Sally raised her mug.
Thanks for that, she said.
I'm just telling you the way it is, he said.
They killed 7 MI5 officers already. They might well have killed your flatmate. You have to do something, and it seems to me that going to the police is the best option.
She shook her head.
It's not an option. They drum it into you from day one. If something goes wrong in an operation, you never ever go running to the cops. You report in and you tell your superior what happened, and then they will decide how best to deal with it.
So do that then. Call the office.
Sally sighed.
And talk to who?
The last time I spoke to my boss, the killers turned up and I only just managed to get away.
Tim frowned.
So you do think your boss is behind this?
I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know who I can trust anymore.
Except me.
She laughed despite the seriousness of her situation.
Yes, except you. But seriously, I can't just call the Thames House switchboard and ask to be put through to the Director General.
Why not?
Because that's not how it works.
Could you call Scotland Yard and ask to speak to the Commissioner?
Tim wrinkled his nose.
Maybe not.
They'd take your name and phone number and get someone to call you back. But it wouldn't be the Commissioner.
True enough, said Tim.
So if I did call Thames House, there'd be no guarantee that they wouldn't tell Hadley that I'd called.
You could specifically tell them not to do that.
Sally raised her eyebrows archly.
Right, okay, I can see how that won't work.
But what about someone lower than the Director General?
Someone you know you can trust?
Liz Bailey, maybe? Said Sally. She runs building security. How do I know I can trust her? How can I trust anybody after what's happened? Why don't I take you to Tim's house? Surely nothing can happen to you once you're in the building. Sally shrugged. What if it's MI5 that wants me dead? She said. Tim's jaw dropped. Oh, come on now. Why would you say that? I don't know, she said quietly. No, come on. Why would you even think that? She shrugged again. Who knows what sort of black ops they get involved in, she said. But killing their own people? Why would they do that? To cover something up, maybe? I'm sure there are better ways of doing that than killing a house full of people. Why use that level of violence if they want to keep a lid on something? Okay, but there has to be at least one person at Tem's house helping these guys, and I've no way of knowing who I can trust. What's to say that I turn up at Tem's house and the next minute they put me in a car and take me to God knows where? I'll come with you. She shook her head. They won't let you inside, Tim. MI5 is a whole different world. She sipped her Ovaltine. So let's go to the cops, but at a very senior level. They can protect you. Tim, you're not listening to me. Going to the police in any capacity isn't an option. Only if you intend to carry on working for them, he said. And after what's happened, is that seriously an option? I haven't done anything wrong, she said. What's this got to do with my career? Are you serious? Yes, of course I'm serious. I'm the victim here. I'm caught up in something that's not of my making. And once it's over, I'll be back in my job. She saw the look of disbelief flash across his face. Bad things happen to you all the time. That doesn't put you off being a cop, does it? I catch villains. I don't expect them to be nice people. No, but you were always moaning about the stupid PC rules you had to follow, and that more often than not, the system favours the criminals rather than the victims. He smiled. That's true, but if someone within the Met wanted me dead, I'd probably review my career choice. No, you wouldn't. You love being a cop. You'd never leave, no matter how much shit they threw at you. If something like this happened, you'd fight it. You wouldn't run. She forced a smile. I'm sorry, I'm not fighting with you, Tim. I'm just trying to work out what's going on. I want to help. I know you do, and I appreciate it. She held up the mug of Ovaltine. And I especially appreciate this. The guys who attacked you, you got a good look at them. One of them, he was bald, white, maybe 5'10", looked a bit like a bouncer. I saw him waiting by his car outside the house in Wimbledon. Then he came to the back door while I was inside. I had to hit him to get away. You hit him? I was just reacting, she said. It wasn't a fight. I just pushed him and ran. Then I saw him again when I was in an Uber. They were trying to run me off the road. I took his picture on my phone. And he saw you take his picture, obviously? Sure. Tim frowned. So chasing you doesn't make much sense. Why not? Well, he must know you work for MI5, right? So wouldn't he assume that you'd send the picture to the office? That'd be the obvious thing for you to do, right? I guess so. But despite that, they were still chasing you. Sally frowned. What are you getting at? You're assuming that they were trying to kill you because you could identify them. But if they saw you take their picture, then that's no longer an issue. At that point, the obvious thing for them to do would be to cut and run. Instead, they chased you around London and presumably had someone at your flat. Maybe it's not about taking care of a witness. Maybe it's something else. Like what? You said they took the hard drives from the computers and other stuff. Sally nodded. I only saw the ground floor, but it looked as if they had looted the thumb drive safe as well. What now? Sally hesitated, knowing that she had already told him enough to breach the Official Secrets Act, but telling him about office procedures was most definitely against the law. But that ship had pretty much sailed, and she had reached the point where she might as well tell him everything. We look after houses and apartments that belong to the different legions that our officers use, and we maintain various safe houses. All the data on each property is kept on encrypted thumb drives, which are stored in various safes. They're supposed to be locked away when they're not being used. And the killers took the thumb drives with them. Sally nodded. Oh my God, she said. What? She grabbed for her bag and began rooting through it. She pulled out the three envelopes that she had taken from the house and lined them up on the table.
I was going to be using these today, she said.
She picked up one of them. This has the details of the house in Kingston that I went to this morning. She opened the envelope and showed him the thumb drive and the keys. He took the thumb drive from her. What's on it exactly?
Details of the premises, the location, a floor plan, photographs, an inventory of everything inside, details of bills paid, who it's been used by and when.
Is it encrypted?
No, but it's password protected. But I don't think that would stop anyone who knew what they were doing. Each time I visit a property, I update the thumb drive with what I did and what, if anything, needs to be done.
But there's nothing on the drives that wouldn't be on MI5's main computer.
She shook her head.
No, that's the whole point of using them. The idea is to keep all the information confidential. Sure, there are people at Thames House who know about the various properties, but the information isn't for general consumption. Almost everything about the legends used by MI5 officers is kept on a strictly need-to-know basis.
She frowned as she stared at the other two envelopes.
What if what they wanted wasn't at the house? What if they were after one of the thumb drives that I had with me?
Sally sat back and ran her hands through her hair.
Maybe they're not trying to kill me because of what I saw. Maybe they want what I've got.
Tim nodded. You might be right.
He gestured at the envelopes.
So what are they?
These two, he asked.
Sally pointed at the one on the left.
That's an apartment in Notting Hill. It's used by an officer who has a legend as a freelance journalist, mainly for The Guardian and The Observer. He's close to a female attaché at the Russian embassy, and they use it for meetings.
What do you do for him?
I maintain the flat, make sure the bills are paid and the meters are read, collect the mail, organise newspaper and magazine subscriptions. I also run his Oyster card and loyalty cards and buy books and stuff on his Amazon account. And I place articles for him that run under his byline and run the bank account that the payments go into, plus his tax and stuff. And I handle his social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
That's a hell of a lot of detail.
It has to be these days, said Sally. Everyone leaves a footprint, and anyone without one looks dodgy. But the officers don't have the time to do what's necessary, so the footies and shoppers do it for them.
That's a real job. They pay you to do that.
Sure. For some people it's a career. That's all they do. All they want to do, but generally it's a stepping stone. They put new recruits in until they find them a suitable posting, or they put old-timers there on the run to retirement instead of sending them on gardening leave.
You say stepping stone, but you've been with MI5 for 2 years now.
Sally nodded. I'm pretty sure my boss is blocking me. He made a pass at me in the pub and I wasn't interested.
While you were living with me?
I wasn't living with you, Tim.
Going out with me then.
The bastard made a pass at you while you were going out with me.
She nodded again.
Why the hell didn't you tell me?
I'm a big girl, Tim. I can take care of myself.
I didn't mean that. It's just that when a guy hits on you, you should have told me.
That's in the boyfriend manual, is it?
You know what I mean.
Tim, I never expected you to tell me every time a girl gave you her telephone number. I trusted you.
It's not about trust. It's about...
He struggled to find the words to express himself, and Sally couldn't help but laugh at his discomfort.
About wanting to be the alpha male, I get it. I was your girl, so any guy who wants to approach me has to go through you.
That's not what I meant, he said.
She leaned over and patted him on the leg.
I'm only teasing you, Tim.
Used to love the way he'd get jealous of another guy so much as looked at me. But this was different. For a start, we both worked for MI5, so there was no way I could tell you even if I wanted to.
Official Secrets Act?
Come on.
I'm serious. I'm not supposed to even tell non-family that I work for Five.
I'm supposed to say I work for the Home Office and leave it at that.
I told you far more about my work than I ever should have.
Which was fuck all, frankly. I'm only now learning about the footies and shoppers,
whatever.
He sighed and pointed at the second envelope.
And this one?
Sally picked it up. It's a safe house in Hampstead. It's an easy job. There's no legend attached to it. I just have to make sure the meters are read and the bills are paid and that the place is clean. So you're a bloody cleaner?
No, I'm not a cleaner. I just check that the cleaners do their job.
So you supervise cleaners?
Remind me again what your degree is in.
Her eyes narrowed, but he grinned and she realised he was only teasing her.
Bastard, she said.
She opened the envelope and looked inside. There was a set of keys and a black thumb drive.
So it's possible they're after one of these thumb drives, or the keys, said Tim.
I suppose so, said Sally, staring down at the envelopes.
But let's think that through. Say the Russians got wind that the flat in Notting Hill is being used by an MI5 officer. They'd already know where the flat was, wouldn't they?
All right, the thumb drive would have evidence that the flat was an MI5 property, but so what?
It's not as if they'd be trying to build a court case.
She looked back at the Hampstead envelope. But the safe house, that's a different matter. No one outside the service would know about the house. And even within the service, only a few people would know where it was, including you.
Exactly. And I'm only privy to it because I have to take care of it.
Your boss would know where it was, right?
Hadley?
Sally nodded.
Yes, of course. And anyone who ever used the safe house would know where it was, obviously.
But a civilian wouldn't. The only way they could get the details would be to get the thumb drive or the footy.
Sally's eyes widened as she remembered what had happened that morning.
The house is being used, she said. I had an email saying I wasn't to go there today.
There you are, then.
Maybe we should go and take a look for ourselves.
Are you serious?
What's the alternative? You can't hide forever, Sally, much as I enjoy having you back here.
I'm not back, Tim. He grinned.
Well, you sort of are, actually.